ABC Radio Australia.
What should we make of the Pacific Island leaders' final communique from Tuvalu, with the final draft severely watered down, just like last year? Is it a case of Australia 1, Pacific Islands 0? I put that point to Dr. Michael O'Keefe, Director, Master of International Relations at La Trobe University in Melbourne.
Well, exactly. It's a bit of a fizzer, really, but I think you've got to read between the lines, particularly when it comes to the open dissent that we've seen. And before, if consensus has been the number one priority and we've seen some of these differences brushed under the carpet, what we now see is open dissent. And that's not good for Australia's Pacific step up.
So where does the step up go from here? Because, of course, Scott Morrison arrived with the step up, but during the week it was all about the pushback. I mean, has the dynamic changed significantly, do you think, over the last few days?
Well, we're certainly out of step with the Pacific on climate change, but that's been clear from the start. During the week, we saw $500 million redirected from other areas in the aid budget to deal with climate change, but it was just fobbed off as a band-aid from the Pacific island leaders. So Australia's talking family in the Pacific. It's talking that Australia can actually represent the Pacific Island in the face of the rise of China. But what we're seeing from the outcome here is actually that's quite far from the case.
Now, of course, the detail of the communique will form what the Pacific Islands take to the UN General Assembly later in the year, and in particular the meeting on climate change. And do you think then is when the gloves will really come off, because we're going to see each individual Pacific Island leader get up and really have a crack at Australia, aren't we?
Yes, I think we will. And it's the having real commitments. Commitments for transformational change, that's what they want, and recognising that this is an existential threat to the Pacific Islands. And for Australia, they also recognise that compromise is going to mean that Australia has to do something very significant to change its development path, especially around coal.
And I mentioned that the forum isn't over. The dialogue partners get involved today, the US, China, Taiwan. I mean, there could be some very interesting discussions going on, because the Pacific Islands have the whip hand, don't they? These big countries want to be involved in the Pacific, so the Pacific can take their pick.
Well, indeed, and this was really interesting with the division that opened up between New Zealand and Australia in the lead-up to this the forum. In particular, when Winston Peters, their foreign minister, turned around and said, well, the Pacific Island Forum leaders aren't criticizing China over their climate change emissions and their strategy. And it shows that Australia's step up is about taking on China and trying to counter Chinese influence. But there are two different sets of rules at play. Australia wants to be seen as the partner of choice, and Australia wants to have the moral high ground. China's not claiming that at all. And so it puts them in different positions, and it gives China some negotiating space.
And what about the question of West Papua? I mean, during the week, we heard some frankly extraordinary statements from the Polynesian leaders, from the Prime Minister of Samoa, the Prime Minister of Tonga, saying that the time has come for action on West Papua. In the end, the statement in the communique also insipid, but can we expect to see more tough talking on that outside the forum now?
Yeah, certainly that is the case. And it's an issue that for many Pacific Island nations, they believe that the time has come. While they want to be able to talk about this in the Pacific Islands Forum, it's also clear that for a number of countries, it's just not an acceptable topic, and it certainly won't appear in the communique. This is actually showing the weakness of the Pacific Island Forum with Australia and New Zealand in it. With the arrival of the Fijian Prime Minister, Bainimarama, back in the forum after over a decade because of Fiji's suspension due to sanctions, we're actually probably going to see a much more activist forum in the future. And you're correct, the next year, the diplomacy is likely to be far more interesting and challenging for Australia.